Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The clock is ticking as the U.S. moves closer to a government debt default. The Treasury Department warns that soon the U.S. may no longer be able to pay its bills. But NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports negotiators from the White House and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy seem to be making slow progress.
Although both President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy expressed optimism after a Monday meeting at the White House that a deal could be reached, GOP negotiators expressed frustration Tuesday on the state of staff-level talks. Here's Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves, a top negotiator for McCarthy.
Unless and until the White House recognizes that this is a spending problem, then we're going to continue to have a significant gap.
Graves said the two camps remain far apart on areas like spending caps, the duration of a debt limit increase, and work requirements for various federal safety net programs. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, the Capitol.
The town of Uvalde, Texas, is commemorating the lives of the 19 children and two teachers who were killed in a mass school shooting 1 year ago today. NPR's Adrian Florido reports that 12 months later, the community is searching to heal, but struggling to do so.
Many families of the victims have said they can't even start to heal until they have more answers about what happened that day. They want to know why it took police more than an hour to enter the classroom and kill the gunman. They want to know if their children were among those who bled to death waiting for help to arrive. A year later, several official investigations into those questions are still ongoing, making it hard for families to find closure. Some decided to leave town today. They didn't want to be in Uvalde as it marks 1 year since the tragedy. Other families are hosting a nighttime vigil at the public park in the center of town. They'll light candles, read the victims' names, and honor their memories. Adrian Florido, NPR News, Uvalde, Texas.
A New York judge has set a trial date of next March for the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. He's accused of falsifying business records at his family company. Trump denies the charges. NPR's Ilya Merritt says that the judge also instructed Trump not to put sensitive material from the trial online.
Judge Mershon said Trump risks being held in contempt of court if he doesn't abide by this order. And there's actually a little precedent for this. In 2022, Trump was ordered to pay a $110,000 contempt fine for failing to honor a court subpoena for documents in a separate civil investigation of Trump business practices.
NPR's Ilya Merritt's reporting. The eye of a powerful typhoon is sliding just to the north of the U.S. territory Guam in the Pacific Ocean. Top sustained winds are at 140 miles per hour. Typhoon Mawa may not make a direct strike on Guam, but its damage is already being reported. The island may get as much as 25 inches of rain. There are flash flood and extreme wind warnings in effect. This is NPR. Russia says it has crushed a two-day attack in the region of Belgorod, not far from the border with Ukraine. Russian officials say today they shot down a large number of drones there. Russia is blaming Ukraine for the attacks. Ukraine insists that Russian dissidents are responsible. The Biden administration says the U.S. will examine alleged violations of Sudan's ceasefire by the warring sides. The United Nations says the fighting has prompted more than a quarter of a million people to flee to neighboring countries. Michael Kaloki has more.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said a panel comprised of Saudi Arabian and U.S. officials, as well as representatives from the warring sides of Sudan's conflict, would discuss alleged breaches of a seven-day ceasefire that was to have taken effect on Monday evening. Although both the Sudanese army and the paramilitary group, the Rapid Support Forces, had said they would observe the ceasefire they had signed over the weekend in Saudi Arabia, there were reports of artillery fire in the Sudanese capital Khartoum yesterday. The ceasefire agreement had also called on both sides to allow for the distribution of humanitarian assistance and withdraw their forces from essential public facilities. For NPR News, I am Michael Kaloki in Nairobi.
Mexican authorities continue to monitor a volcano not far from Mexico City. The Popocatépetl volcano has been erupting gas and smoke for days. People living nearby the volcano are being told to wear masks. Scientists say it's not clear how long Popocatépetl's activity will continue. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.